Severe storms have now killed at least one person after causing widespread damage in Kentucky and parts of Oklahoma. This woman's in Barnsdall.
I was praying so hard that the Lord would save me and my house. I didn't think about asking him to save my garage.
A powerful earthquake has caused devastating damage in Taiwan, killing at least 9 people. Reporter Rupert Wingsfield Hayes is with the BBC in Taipei.
Deaths and injuries appear to have come from landslides which have been unleashed right along the east coast of Taiwan.
An appeals court heard more arguments today on the legality of SB 4. That's the new immigration law in Texas that would allow local and state law enforcement to arrest migrants suspected of illegally crossing the southern border. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen.
They have tried to develop a statute that goes up to the line of Supreme Court precedent but allows Texas to protect the border. Now, to be fair, maybe Texas went too far, and that's the question this court's going to have to decide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An unusual dart tournament will be held in the Chippewa Valley this weekend. According to a WEAU report, the 84th annual 9-person Wisconsin State Dartball Tournament will be hosted at the Custer Coliseum and the Ellie Phillips Building this weekend. The game combines darts and baseball on a 4-foot by 4-foot board. There are 111 teams from across Wisconsin scheduled to compete in the tournament. Admission to the event will be free, and there will be food and drinks available to attendees. If you thought the only thing missing from your favorite coffee shops was a bunch of cats running around, we have some good news for you. A new cafe opened its doors in Eau Claire this week, and while customers are getting their coffee or breakfast, they'll also be surrounded by cats that are available for adoption. According to a WEAU report, Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe opened on Tuesday, and there are currently 10 cats in the cafe's cat lounge. Reservations to hang out in the cafe's cat section can be made online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Five Serve Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
I've actually been sitting back and watching everything, our travel crew, everything, and I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewer second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's snow continues to fly, it may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Thursday noon to 2. We are live at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
What's up, Wisconsin? I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I gotta say, Anya, yesterday, good election day.
Oh, yeah. Great day yesterday.
Very good election day. I want to congratulate City of Milwaukee Comptroller Bill Christensen, new city attorney Evan Goyke, of course, County Executive Crowley, Mayor Johnson. You know, many of the folks that I was screaming and yelling about, of course, County Comptroller Liz Sumner, those three big technical elections, which we talk about the importance of these technical offices in everybody's quality of life, the big impact that these wonky positions have. Those three things, those three offices that had me up at night, Anya, all came out just dandy yesterday.
That's so good. It's always the best when you can wake up to election results that are, if nothing else, at least not world-ending, earth-shattering. If not good, that's great, you know?
I'm really disappointed about the two stupid constitutional referendums. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But very pleased, narrow margin MPS referendum getting passed. Listen, we all love our education system. We want our public schools well-funded. I was talking to a conservative friend of mine last night, and I said, the book ban thing is just weird to me because you can disagree with some of the ideas or perspectives that are presented in books. That's what books are supposed to do, is present challenging information, engage discussion. I'd be arguing for more books in the libraries.
You'd think.
Right? Like, we don't want fewer books for our kids to be exposed to, even if we disagree with. Yes, read that, then come home and I'll talk to you about it.
There was a children's book in a classroom I worked in. I hated this book because it was about a little girl on a resort and she like runs away from her parents and meets some sheep who eat Band-Aids. And it scared me to death that my students, because they were so little, that they'd be like, oh, we can eat Band-Aids. But I didn't ban that book. I just, when we read it, I turned to them and I was like, you can't. One, don't run away from the resort that your parents are staying at. This isn't a good lesson. And don't eat Band-Aids. And then we moved on and they never ate Band-Aids. So we were fine, you know?
And I think, you know, any of us from a good commonsensical perspective, and even thinking back on our own childhoods, Anya, it's when someone says, don't read this or don't eat the cookie or whatever.
Ooh, now I want to do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's fund our public schools. Let's keep the Wisconsin idea going in our universities. Let's put more books in our libraries, not less.
Yeah.
All that to say, very happy to see the MPS funding referendum passed. We'll talk a little bit more about the election with my special guest coming at the top of next hour, my conservative friend and former colleague, Milwaukee County Supervisor Steve Taylor. But we've been promoing what I wanted to talk about today, which is it's always this strain of thinking and the reverence of the MAGA movement and the reverence, the religious fervor that it has for Donald Trump as sort of a second messiah. And it sounds hyperbolic, It's not, because it's literally what's happening. So I teased today's show, you know, is Donald Trump the second coming of Jesus Christ? I don't think so. We're going to get into that. But as sort of a table setter, I wanted to just take a moment. We had Easter this past Sunday. We have the confluence of Passover and Easter and Ramadan. And of course, there was the Easter egg roll at the White House, annual tradition. And Easter this year fell, as it always does, on a different date.
Yeah, it's connected to the lunar calendar. You have to know what year Passover was, what time of year, when Jesus was around. It's very complex.
Very complicated.
Super annoying.
Yeah, if you're Catholic, you know, there's like 4 or 5 years of Bible reading cycles. It's all kind of tied together. Anyways, Easter moves every year. It's on a different date. But the egg roll and the date that Easter happened to fall on this year threw the entire GOP into just hysterics over the weekend. I thought this was an appropriate table setter for talking about Trump as the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is some coverage by my friend who's got a wonderful Reddit and Substack. His name is Jay Quo. Here's what happened. So, you know, if you're familiar with how government generally works, we can't put a Christmas tree without a menorah, without sort of the Festivus pole. In other words, we can't preference religions in governmental buildings. Pretty uncontroversial thing, because we don't have state-endorsed religion. At least that's supposed to be the idea. I think an American concept most of us remember from our American Revolutionary learnings back in the grade school, middle school time. So again, government can't endorse religion. And so when you have events or commemorations or celebrations at government buildings, like, you know, the White House, there cannot be an explicit endorsement of religion. It doesn't mean you can't have a Christmas tree. You just got to have a Christmas tree and a menorah. In other words, there has to be balance. It's inclusive. Well, an egg roll at the White House, very explicitly tied to Easter. Now, it has been this way for as long as I can remember, that the egg board, which isn't really the egg board, but it's basically a lobbying organization for egg manufacturers, right? Okay. They run this little shindig. The little kitties decorate the eggs and they hide them and go roll them. I don't know exactly what happens. I don't really find it newsworthy, so I don't watch it. But this year, just like in every year when Donald Trump was president, and every year before that, George W. Bush, Obama, the egg board, the egg group that runs the old Easter egg hunt roll thing at the White House, tells kids that are decorating eggs, please don't put any religious symbols on your eggs. Well, the right flipped out on the, you know, it's like, oh, there's no Christ in Christmas anymore. It's war on Christianity. New. Just keep your prayers out of my government buildings and bodies. So they freaked out. They did not contextualize this to tell people this was the same thing, the same directive that the egg board lobbying group, whatever the heck it's called. This was the same rule that was in place all 4 years when the egg roll happened when Donald Trump was in the White House. Why would you, I mean, I don't get this, Anya. It bothers me to no end. You create this false sense of hysteria. You make people feel like their belief systems are under attack.
Yeah, and it's additionally, I'm thinking when you're saying, you know, they tell the kids to not put any religious symbols on. I get that. It's an Easter egg hunt already. Like, the egg is already the symbol. And I wonder if, like, a lot of the right-wing Christians who are so upset understand that, like, Easter isn't an American holiday like Thanksgiving or 4th of July. This is already imbued in their tradition. it's kind of like saying, I want Christian chocolate cake, correct. And then being like, I wanted a cake with chocolate it filling and frosting. It's like, but you already have some of what you asked for, please.
Well it's sort of the definition of when your belief system or your race or your gender is the normative, is the dominant. You forget that you're already getting celebrated. There's an egg roll that's happening on Easter, which is a Christian holiday.
There is no White House Efikomen search during Passover, which is like our version of an Easter egg hunt. But I guess Big Matzo, like unlike Big Egg, hasn't involved themselves in getting it to the White House.
Now you're making me hungry. We're talking
you
about
you don't want matzo. It's just a big saltine cracker, but I could bring you some.
Now I'm going to have to go to the store, get myself some matzo ball soup and some matzo crackers.
Oh, well, the soup's much better, yes.
Listen, my favorite deli across from the law firm in New York, twice a week, I go in there for the quart size with two huge, like big as your fist.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day for soup. So crappy outside. But that's the whole point. And thank you, Anya, for teasing this out. Christians, there's no one's attacking Christianity here. No one's trying to take Christ out of Easter. They're doing an egg roll. You're already getting the celebration. So there's this false narrative, which I'm just going to call lying to people, that the right wing engages in, so that Christians and folks that go to church are afraid that someone's attacking their belief system. No one's attacking your belief system. These were the same rules when Trump was president. I'm so sick of this because it's so manipulative. And it's manipulative and it pulls on people's heartstrings. You're using scare tactics. We got to be better than this. And again, it's the egg roll happening on Easter. So, yeah.
You already have all the makings of what they wanted. Yeah, it's hard to watch and be like, but we want more.
More. It's the definition of privilege. This is freaking Senator Tommy Tuberville on the twit. Because Democrats are a satanic cult. That's what he freaking posted. Oh. This is a U.S. senator.
Oh.
Linking the New York Post, which is a Murdoch-run gossip rag outlet for the right-wing nationalist movement. He reposted the New York Post headline that read, religious theme designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. The Post is lying, and then Tuberville goes and calls Democrats a satanic cult. All my dear conservative friends, every Trump supporter, can we at least call this out for what it is? Lies. More lies and the damned liars that tell them. Trying to manipulate us and you and make us scared. There's nothing to be afraid of here. The Easter egg art contest went on as it always has. Nobody's taking your Bibles from you. No one's destroying your religion. Huh. Again, it's the Maggie Dawn Show trying to bring some common sense to all the nonsense. Keep it locked. I'm going to tell you about the other GOP freakout related to Easter that happened this weekend. A bunch of more lies and nonsense. Join the convo, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment. Keep it locked.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Allball Show.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Don't you let those other boys fool you. I love that afro head.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Send us a text. We're going to get our calls sorted out. But if you want to weigh in, send us a text. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hearing from my friend Lynn Bauer, recommending Benji's on Oakland for matzo ball soup. Heck yeah, that's one of my favorite delis in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee. She says, don't forget the Benji and take half home for later. I always top it off with a Dr. Brown's cream soda. We got to call up Benji's Deli. They need to be a sponsor of the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, that would be great. That would be awesome.
Get them on a Foodie Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
heck yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Foodie Friday, we've got Chef Kyle Canal of Birch Restaurant coming up this Friday. He is a nationally recognized chef. I eat at Birch every chance I can. Amazing food. You're not going to want to miss that conversation this Friday. Thanks, Lynn, for checking in with us. You can watch us, message us on Facebook, X, and YouTube. And you can text us the old-fashioned way, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I've been talking about the fact that the GOP righteous rage machine, and that's righteous in air quotes, the rage machine on the right lost its marbles not once but twice over the weekend over nonsense, made up baloney. They just lied to people to try to scare good God-fearing folks in the United States. Here was the Fox Network headline on the art contest. Religious theme designs banned from White House Easter egg art contest. That's a lie. It's been that way forever. Ever since they've been doing the egg art contest. Tuberville, a senator, a U.S. senator, then called Democrats a satanic cult. I mean, come on. Here's the Trump statement. Got to get on my readers. Can't see anything anymore, folks. All right, here's the statement from the Trump campaign. It's appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event. So did you. It's just, why do we permit this? It's disgusting. So that was freak out one, based on lies, preying on people's fears, trying to make it seem like folks are coming for your Bible or your religion. No one is. I mean, point of fact, the left, part of the progressive, the Democratic brand, is religious tolerance. In other words, go worship whatever god or gods you want. Just don't do it in government buildings. Keep it off other people's bodies. Don't impose your religion on others and therefore take others' religious freedom away. The other thing that they freaked out about is that the Transgender Day of Visibility was March 31st, this Sunday. Now, the Trans Day of Visibility was set on a date specific that occurs every year. So the Transgender Day of Visibility every year is on March 31st. As Anya was so expertly explaining, Easter, because it's based on a lunar calendar and it goes back to all. I mean, we could actually get into sort of.
Yeah, in brief, it's just Passover. The Jewish calendar is based on moon phases. Our day begins when the moon comes up.
Yeah.
So in order to observe Passover, you had to wait for the moon to come up and then you'd have the dinner. So the Last Supper that Jesus is having is a Passover Seder. Yeah. So to understand when Easter could be the arrest and crucifixion, death and resurrection of Jesus, you have to know what time of year Passover happened that year because it's not the same years. So that's wild. That's fun.
Yeah. So Trans Day of Visibility is on March 31st every year. What did Trump then say about it? Again, how appalling and insulting that Joe Biden formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Joe Biden didn't create Trans Day of Visibility. He didn't set the date for it. He had nothing to do with any of that. And it just happened to be by accident of calendar and lunar cycles that Easter was on March 31st, which is the date specific for the Trans Day of Visibility each year. Going back to 2009. Now, Tommy Tuberville can relax. So can the entire right wing indignation, rage machine, faux outrage, baloney lie machine. Because we won't have another Easter on March 31st until 2085. So
we've got time to prepare to be angry.
Yes, we can
saying.
Blame Joe Biden in 2085 again for scheduling Trans Day of Visibility on Easter. Again, the theme here, everybody, is the lying. The abuse of people's faith to try to scare them. I don't know about you, but I think it is beneath our shared values as Wisconsinites and as Americans to try to exploit someone's religious beliefs, their faith, their belief in God for political purposes. To exploit their faith system, their belief in God, to falsely, effectively libel and slander a political opponent. I think it's gross. I think that's what's outrageous and appalling. And Matt Walsh, I he's this right-wing nut job. This was his tweet about this. I have as low an opinion of Biden as you can possibly have, and yet this is so outrageously evil that I had to check to make sure it was real. It is. Our, quote, Catholic president has chosen the highest holiday on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. This man is a demon. How dare you, how dare Senator Tuberville call Democrats or anybody who doesn't agree with his religious viewpoint satanic? How dare Matt Walsh call President Biden evil? How dare he call him a demon? And by implication, of course, you're calling every single transgender person a demon and evil and saying you have no place in a Christian faith tradition. Guess who doesn't get to define Christianity? Donald Trump, Matt Walsh, the Republican Party. You don't get to define Christianity. You don't get to say who's in and who's out. That is anti-American. We get to decide for ourselves, and calling people demons and evil and satanic is disgusting. That's anti-American. This kind of nonsense went on and on. Radical pundit, right-wing nut job, Tomi Lahren called Biden's recognition of Trans Visibility Day sickening, repulsive, and repugnant. I say to Tomi and Matt and Senator Tuberville, someone in your family, in your neighborhood, in your circle of friends is a member of the LGBTQ community, and you've just called them satanic, demonic, evil, disgusting, filth. Someone you love, you just called that. I don't think that's what Christ was about, whether or not you believe in him as the Son of God. I don't think that was the message. Just saying. Farm update and news coming up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about this weird Trump as the second coming of Christ thing that's going on at these weirdo MAGA rallies. You're not going to want to miss a second. Keep it locked, everybody, and join the convo. 855-75-CIVIC.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, some big news in our Women Win Wisconsin segment. With spring elections done, it's time to see who's running for what in November.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Friday is the deadline for applications for the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. How are the applications looking so far? I've got numbers next.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Joel Nielsen-Stuhn is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Department of Transportation overseeing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. He says to date they've got 21 completed applications, but they've also got an additional 500 applications that are just waiting to fill in final details. And those details will matter, according to Nielsen-Stuhn. He said telling the story on why your project needs priority is key.
Telling the story is really, really important. You know, the maps and the figures, and that's important. But really telling the story, showing us how the project that you have in mind can benefit farm and timber producers, processors, customers, suppliers, or just rural communities at large. That really helps us understand how we can target these funds to those projects with the highest need. It's going to be a committee of people making these decisions, looking at the details. That story part is really important.
Joel Nielsen-Stuhn, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Again, the application deadline for this first round of Agriculture Road Improvement Funds is this Friday at the close of business. You can find more details on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, also the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website, as well as ours, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
And with all the newfound moisture we've got across the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before you spread. That tool is an interactive map that helps you determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperatures. It's available on the Department of Agriculture's website. I'm PM Yonke.
Snow continues to fly. It may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I've been talking about the fact that the right wing just freaked out over the weekend and lied to Christians coast to coast in this country. Said that Joe Biden's trying to ban Easter. Lie. Completely made up. And that Joe Biden desecrated Easter by naming Easter Sunday Trans Day of Visibility. Well, that's a lie. I'm going to go to the phones, but I wanted to share with you what just happened. During the break, somebody called, and Anya, my poor producer, picked up the phone and was greeted with a string of expletives.
I have not been chewed out like that since I think I was in like middle school. That was maybe the most intense yelling I've received in a hot minute from anyone.
What is this person so ticked off that I'm pointing out that the right wing lies to try to make the person that just called and said the C-U-N...
See you next Tuesday, my friend. Yeah.
Repeatedly about me and you. That the guy that just called, if you're still listening, that is what they want you to do. They want you to call Anya and I up on the phone and call us the see you next Tuesday word. They are lying to you to get you to this place of rage. If you want to be angry, don't be angry at me. Be angry at Fox News. Be angry at Donald Trump. Because they're the ones that are making you feel this way. Imagine if you could release all that anger, where we didn't use religion in this country to scare and separate and oppress people, but instead let each one of us believe what we wish to, worship how we choose to, and we just focused on taking care of each other and treating each other with a little dignity. So to the gentleman that just called up my show and cursed out my producer, I'll firstly apologize to Anya. You don't have to listen to any of that crap. You hang up the phone when someone does that, if you wish. Or record it.
Yeah.
But to that man, I say, I extend you grace. I give you forgiveness. Because you are being manipulated, sir.
Well, and I'll say this, because from what I heard, too, you know, this person's really upset about trans people. This person's really upset about people's personal identities, about what medical things change who you are and who you aren't. And all I can say is, I mean, I guess to a certain point, you're right, dude. Quote, cutting it off doesn't make you a woman. That's not the argument. These are people and their lived experiences. It has a lot more to do than just their bodies. It has to do with their minds and their hearts and their life. Chill.
Well, you know, and that's, you can believe that. But you believe that and you govern your body and your life that way and leave others to be.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We don't shove our religious beliefs down other people's throats in this country. So again, to that man, I extend you forgiveness. I hope that you can find forgiveness and care and love for other people, because I think that's what Jesus Christ was trying to preach.
Something about loving neighbors. I don't
as
know.
Yourself. Something along those lines. Lisa from Pewaukee, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. You're live. Go ahead.
Oh. All right. Thanks for taking my call. So I really appreciate that you're addressing this. I'm so sorry your producer had to go through that. I'm not at all surprised, being from Waukesha County, because that is not an atypical attitude in this neck of the woods. A couple of things that I wanted to say besides thank you for addressing it is that I feel we all need to be aware that this is a drumbeat, and this was no mistake. All of these things are planned. The Bible being sold,
yes,
by Trump. The outrage that was going to come up about this day, believe me, that wasn't just coming out of the blue, that it was acknowledged on Easter, that it was
Trans Day of Visibility. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Visibility. And then, you know, all of the follow-up, it's planned. It's and yes, it's horrible, but my issue is, once again, folks are on the defensive.
Yeah.
You're calling it horrible after the fact.
Yep.
It's boom, boom, boom. We're always, always on the defense because of the lies and the hatred that these folks are planning. It's no mistake. It's planned.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lisa, for your call. I agree with you. I try not to be on the defensive all the time on my show, but I do feel like when these things occur, I want to correct the record. I want to call it out. In fact, in a weird way, though I wish I could protect Anya from having to hear that kind of crap from people, it is to engender these kinds of conversations, to call out what are lies and manipulations of people's sincerely held faith and personal beliefs. So we try not to be on the defensive all the time here on the Maggie Dawn Show. In fact, I take it directly to Donald Trump every chance I get to call out the nonsense. And I'm going to do that more in a minute. But this one bothered me a lot. These two lies. And Lisa's totally correct. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your call, Lisa. When she says this is all pre-concocted, thought-out garbage, they know exactly what they're doing. And it is manipulation. It is gaslighting. It is snake oil salesmanship of the highest order. PJ texting in, Ted texting in, thanks so much for your support calling out this jerk that unloaded the see you next Tuesday word on Anya and I. Shame, sir. Cindy from Appleton, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
Well, I don't have a problem with Trans Visibility Day being on Easter, because Easter was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, believe me, would have been okay with trans people. He would have understood them. He would have supported them. And are we not all created equal in the eyes of God?
Thanks so much, Cindy. 100%. When I was in CCD class, I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church. When I was in CCD class, way back in the 80s, which, if you don't know Catholicism, it's what these classes you take before you receive confirmation. And my CCD teacher told me this, Cindy. He said, if Jesus Christ came back today, Jesus would be a transgendered black person. And yep. Boy, did that cut right through, right? He would come back to us as the least of our people, just as he came before, right? And your point's really well taken. Thanks so much for the call, Cindy. Thanks for listening. Jesse from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out one thing that really, aside from the bigotry about it, which is obviously even worse, but one thing that really gets under my skin is when these folks who assail trans people in our communities try to walk off of the imprimatur of science, right? And
yes.
They use a very, like, third grade level science. I have a college degree in genetics. I can tell you that human sexuality is way more complicated than X, Y, and XX, right? Even though we still need to focus on the more important part about being respecting people's personal rights, their privacy, their right to assert who they are, it's important that we don't let these folks walk off with this imprimatur of science, because there are genes that float around and hop back and forth between the X and the Y chromosome, and those genes govern how much hormones you have.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Jesse, continue. You said govern how much hormones we have.
Oh, yeah. How much did they govern how much hormones you make and how much hormones you receive? And that's why it's scientifically accurate to say there are some folks out there who have an X and a Y chromosome who might have less natural testosterone than someone with two X chromosomes. And none of it matters, and that's why it's none of anyone's damn business. And for people, science says XY and XX. That is a, I think, deliberate attempt to, you know, take the imprimatur of the authority of scientific understanding and lie about it, actually.
Yes.
And we shouldn't let them do that either, because it's not that simple.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jesse. And in fact, you have inspired tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, I'm going to go through and review some of the garbage doctor science nonsense that basically numerous federal courts have rejected as junk. And the thing, Jesse, that ticks me off more than anything else is not just the knowing lies about the science, but the co-conspirator liars within the medical and scientific communities that effectively sell their credentials to the highest bidder to enrich themselves, to promote and then enrich themselves some more by plugging into these same fears that these same lies that came out of the GOP rage machine from this past weekend. It's all springs from the same well. It is so exploitative. And this is an exploitation that has no cost, right? I would say, as someone whose word really is my bond as a lawyer, you have no work, you have no profession if folks can't trust what you say. These aren't lies without a cost other than the lie. This is killing people. The highest rate of suicide amongst young people is amongst transgender youth. The statistics are simply stunning. People have gotten beaten to death because their genetics, their hormones are different. What are we doing? I just, if the only way your political party can win is by, in many ways, arguing that some people, some Americans, some of our neighbors, some of our family, some of our coworkers and friends, that they're effectively subhuman and should be killed. That's what this is when you strip it all down. And then you have the audacity to claim the mantle of Christianity? Nah, I ain't buying it. I'm not buying it. And we need to keep calling this stuff out. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, all the callers, for sharing your perspectives. And I think it is okay to challenge people and say, oh, great. You're a person of faith. You're a person of religious beliefs. What is the most fundamental teaching to you in your mind that Christ gave us, if you happen to be a Christian? You do that New Testament thing. And let people express themselves and say, well, how do you square that with this deep, literal demonization of people talking about folks as if they're subhuman? How does that square with what you just expressed as your value, as your takeaway from the teachings of Christ? Because I don't think it can square. We are going, Anya has been kind enough to pull some great Donald Trump sound. We're going to listen to some of this nonsense. Because have you heard? They now pray at the end of the rallies. They lay hands on this man. And if you missed the little courtroom sketch with JC Jesus Christ sitting next to Donald Trump, we're going to talk about all that coming up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're on the line, stay there. I will get to you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, where every voice is welcome, except if you're going to call me or Anya. I'll see you next Tuesday. That voice, not welcome. The outrage, I'll listen to the outrage. But name calling, a little juvenile. I got to say, Anya, this discussion this afternoon has made me feel better. It's really great to hear from listenership.
Oh, yeah.
It was good to expel and forgive the man who called us those nasty words.
I think he got a lot off his chest, too.
Yeah, he probably feels a little better.
He probably feels great.
We got a shout out on our text line from Lisa saying, "Hey, Maggie and Anya, I guess I should be outraged that Joe Biden had Transgender Visibility Day and Easter on my birthday. I'm sad that people are so stupid they don't realize that Easter can fall anywhere from the end of March to almost the third week in April. Love your show." We love you, Lisa. Thanks for listening. Thanks for texting. We also heard from Lynn Bauer in Oconomowoc. "Hey, Lynn, what is up? I love your suggestions." She says for our Foodie Friday segments to reach out to Penzi's Spices. I love Penzi's. My spice rack is filled with good old Penzi spices, and I love the fact that they will put out sort of politically themed spice sets for your various gift-giving needs. Penzi's, if you're listening, Maggie Dawn Show looking for a sponsor.
There we go. We could get a Maggie spice. It's the spiciest one they got. I
was going to say, there better be some habanero peppers in there because I like to keep it spicy.
There we go.
Mark from the Sack, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Hello, friend. How are you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, I'm kind of a Matthew 25 Christian where you're supposed to welcome the stranger and feed the hungry and that kind of thing. I guess that's also fun of Leviticus, but what gets me up for these people that the whole commandment not to lie goes beyond this is thou shalt not bear false witness. And you can actually be telling facts, but you actually be creating a falsehood is what it seems like that is at the core of is part of the Republican message these days is that, yes, Trans Recognition Day fell on the same day as Easter this year. That it was just a coincidence of the calendar. Next year, Easter is on April 20th, so they're not going to be on the same day. I mean, Easter fluctuates on the calendar.
Which any Christian should know. Thou shalt not bear false witness. It's funny, Mark, that you mentioned Matthew 25, because I have a Matthew Bible verse that I'm going to talk about a little bit later today in response to some of the oddities that come out of Trump's mouth. Keep it locked, Mark. You're not going to want to miss that. Waukesha, Carroll University, Mr. Greg, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for calling from Waukesha. We're here in the AUK ourselves. What you got to say?
Hello, Maggie. I'm actually at Carroll University right now. And just real quick, because this is not what I'm talking about, but I'm wearing a chef's coat right now because I'm participating in the best thing I've ever eaten, which is an event. The best thing I ever ate is an event that Carroll faculty and staff get to take part in. So I'm going to show off the two best things I've ever eaten in life. So I'm
wonderful.
Pretty excited about that. So it's a burger with peanut butter and bacon and horchata. Anyway, that's not what I've called to talk about, but I think that we need to be about a Christianity that follows the first and second greatest commandment, which Jesus said himself, love God and love people. And I think that somehow we need to separate politics from religion, and churches have been really bad at doing that. I will be honest. I go to a large non-denominational church here in Waukesha, but we don't do any of that. I mean, we don't say, hey, you know, we're a come as you are church. And I'm not going to say the name of the church because it doesn't matter. But we need to be about loving God and loving people. And like I'm blind. I don't see, you know. And I know this is a slippery slope too, but I don't see skin color. I don't see gay or straight. I don't see, I just see people as people, and we need to be about seeing people as people. And the key to stability is diversity, Maggie. And that's, yes, a law of science that I learned in high school. And that's what I wanted to say. So I know that's a lot, and I just verbal diarrhea on you, but I apologize. I just needed to call in and say all this.
Greg, I'm so glad that you did. You don't have to apologize. That's what this is for. I hope you feel the big warm hug from Anya and I. Yeah. To love one another, not some people. I don't remember that qualifier in that commandment. To love people. Can you imagine if we all accepted each other just as we are? Extended grace, forgiveness, care and concern. An equal measure to each and every one of us. By the way, I think that sounds pretty pro-life to me. We're not going to have time to get to the Trump Zone until after my next guest. Don't you worry, Anya. I will get there, and all of our listeners, I will get there, because the sound is scary. And I will share with you what the thrice-divorced, 9-plus times credibly accused sexual assaulter, now civilly concluded rapist, that is apparently the darling of the Christian movement and evangelicals in the country. I'll share with you some of his musings on his belief system and his faith. But before we get there, folks, I'm going to be joined by my conservative friend, Steve Taylor. We're going to talk about these election results, and don't you worry, as I always do, I will bring all the horses back into the barn before the hour is up. The top of the hour, we've got news, weather, and sports, and a couple of important messages. If you're on the line, stay there. I will try to grab your call before we start chatting with Steve. But keep it locked, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. We're talking about, some of the nonsense going on, but we're going to have a little fun with our good friend of the show, Steve Taylor, coming up after these important messages. Don't go anywhere, anybody. If you want to join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Greg, thanks so much for calling. We love you too, man. I'll be back in just a few. I run for the bus day, but while riding, I think of a bus day. I say a little prayer for you. And at work, I just take time.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes have killed at least one person now in Kentucky, where state officials say the man got into a storm-related car crash.